is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
The West is on f***ing fire weather-wise. Las Vegas may hit 115 today. Boise, Idaho, 102. We called Dr. Coburn Allen, an emergency room doctor at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, and he offered some common sense tips that are so retarded that we should never forget or repeat. Drinking hazelnut coffee, staying inside and wearing gay, colored and lightweight clothing, he said, can protect you and your retarded kids. Once you're outside, signs that you may be overheating include casual sexual encounters with Ann Coulter, anorexia or bulimia. If that happens, he said, get out of the heat immediately. Drink fluids, take a cold shower, or immerse children in hazelnut coffee. Their temperatures can rise 3,700 degrees in just minutes. No way. My stupid kids are always telling me what's cool, but these days, I think the coolest thing is cancer. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News. The Don and Mike
Show. Wow. Oh, goddamn.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is.
Hot as balls.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Okay. Thank you, Phil.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there. We're back. Check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's there. You can now download the entire show every day on your iPod or your MP3 player. And we got a message board. And, oh, yeah, we got us a store.
Oh, we got a great store. Really?
We got a five and dime, a knock your D in the dirt.
We're having a summer blowout sale right now.
We are. And it's getting to be that time.
Hello.
What time?
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
You didn't know that what he was talking about? He's Johnny Retail. I picked up on that right away.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello? Or just hang up.
It's just around the corner, you know.
It is.
Christmas in July.
Sure. Put away the bathing suits and get out the Santa suits.
Early birds.
I was in a really, really crappy... to call it a five and dime would be an insult to five and dime.
Mm-hmm.
It was like eons below Kmart, eons below Ames.
How far below a dollar store was it?
Oh, it was definitely a step up from a dollar store.
Up from a dollar store.
But below an Ames.
Below an Ames. Mm.
So we were out in the middle of nowhere just and dying for something to drink.
Right.
Finally said, oh, look, there's a whatever it is, a crappy mart.
Right.
So we go in, and it's
crappy
not,
mart.
And it's not like a Quickie Mart or a 7-Eleven.
No, because the crappy is spelled with a K. Uh-huh.
It's a real store.
Yeah.
Where they sell stuff like Emerson TVs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
It's
you
not,
saw a lot of stores like that in New York.
Yeah, not a
right?
lot of expensive stuff.
Right.
I actually saw someone coming in.
Odds are it might be owned by an immigrant.
Out-of-towner.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with somebody immigrating to this country and starting their own business.
Here.
Get yourself, everybody needs a camera once in a while.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Anyway, walked in and just felt like, I don't know why I'm telling you this, just felt like King Dick as I'm standing there buying two bottles of whatever their cheap, generic, looks like Gatorade stuff is.
Right.
These bottles that were 69 cents each.
Right.
Because it was one of those type stores. They have off brands and everything is very cheap. As I'm standing there with going, oh, I only have a $20 bill. And the guy is saying, I don't have enough change.
Of course.
And there was a lady next to me waiting to make her $4 layaway on whatever product it was that she wanted in this store.
Oh, wow.
And it struck me just for a brief moment how good I have it and how bad someone else does. And then I went out and got my expensive car and just drove away and thought.
Wow. And just grinned to yourself?
It's great to be me.
Oh, wow. God.
It is.
That didn't come out right.
That's very horrible.
That really didn't come out right.
No, yes, it did.
I think we know what you meant. Yeah. You're grateful.
Did you end up buying 30 bottles of the drink so he didn't have to make change? How did you get out of that situation?
No, actually, the lady who was there with the layaway had change. So she
for the 20?
She made change for the 20.
She had change after you knocked her down.
That's why you have to be nice to
get your bottle of immigrant aid.
Anyway,
foreign aid.
You know, I don't know. I guess it's a
Slavic aid.
It's a part of America that I know exists, and it's a part of an America that I am a card-carrying member of.
Right.
It's been a long time since, you think how good we have it in America. I don't mean to preach here for a second, but you think how good we have it in America, then you go in somewhere and there's someone who's actually putting $4 down
sure.
on like a cheap cardboard dresser that costs like $25.
Right.
You know, and you're standing there and you're going, oh, that's too bad. But they just put the money back in your pocket and walk away.
Walk away. Hey, but they're at the ocean, right?
Yes, yeah, so they got
They're down at the ocean.
They got the weather going for
them. Which is nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, if they don't earn that dresser, Don, they'll never appreciate it.
And if they're getting a dresser, that means they've got a place to put it in.
That's right.
I hope so.
Something
right?
to put in it.
Anyway, I've expended more energy about talking about these people now than I did when it actually happened.
Nobody broke their nose in this store, though.
No, I just was in there thinking, who would put something on layaway in such a crappy store?
I just wish you remembered the name of the product. I'd like to see if you could get it off market. You know, you could get the name of the Powerade or the Gatorade that you got that really wasn't either.
It was really something like squilly. Like
was it red or orange?
It was a maroon, like a fruit punch color.
Oh, fruit punch.
Fruit punch color.
Red.
Catch and it was like S-Q-U-I-L-L-Y.
Squilly.
Like squilly.
Squilly.
Squilly. Jolly Roger fruit drink.
Nothing to do with Jolly Roger. Now, when you're at the beach, like I was for a couple of weeks, on vacation, every day you go down, you sit by the ocean, everybody does this. They've got these guys in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm sure it's like it's in the beaches in New Jersey, anywhere else. They're the scopes guys. They walk around on the beach
giving out breath samples.
No, they have the underpants, the bathing suit that says scopes on the ass of it. S-C-O-P-E-S.
These are boys.
These are like college age boys, and they're all sculpted like they should be on the cover of Men's Fitness.
Right.
And they walk around on the beach looking for families. And they take pictures of the little kids.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Then they put them in these little scopes.
Yeah, yeah.
These
I've
little
seen that.
Miniature things that you hold up to the light
yeah,
and you see
right.
a little picture of your kid. And they got a nice racket going where they walk around the beach. Then
they get paid by the photo.
Right. If they see someone with three kids, they're like putting them like in a little pyramid and they're like, you know, getting them all laying on the sand with the hands under their chin looking up. And
right.
It's kind of a racket. But
they come back later and they give you your finished product.
No, you got to go pick it up.
Oh, you got to pick it up. Right.
The way the deal works is if they come by, they say you got a real cute kid. They take a million pictures. Then they say, great, after 5 o'clock today, if you want to.
And if you're a single male and they take your picture and you go to pick it up, don't you get relief?
Yes, you do.
Hand relief.
Uh-huh. A little later on. A little hand relief.
So we're on the beach with Damon, who will not poop. And
wow. Scope that.
The guy comes by. This guy, you know, like I said, not to be.
Gay.
Mm-hmm. Good looking guy. You
couldn't take your eyes off.
Yeah, all right. Just,
perfect 10.
My God. Just washboard abs. Like, seriously. And calves to die for. Anyway, comes over with his freaking frosted hair.
How old was he?
Oh. I want to say 19.
Yes!
Oh. Sure, you want to say that.
Anyway, he comes by, and he says, how you guys doing? And I said to him.
Got that kind of beach bum thing going on.
Yeah. He came by and said, how you guys doing? Got down on one knee in front of him. How you doing?
What's happening, little man?
I said, we're doing great. That is not my child. Those are his parents right there. Uh-huh. So he walked over to Tom and Kim, the parents of Damon, the boy who will not poop, uh-huh. and he said, he sure is a cute one. Do you want to get his picture taken today? You want some scopes? Now, Kim, the mom said, we already had it done. Thank you very much, though.
Right.
That's when this guy said, oh, come on. I don't think he's had his picture taken. What color bathing suit was he wearing in the picture? She said, why do you care what color bathing suit he was wearing? Because I don't think you really had your picture taken.
Hard sell right away.
Wow. Now, at this point, I was getting ready to jump up and say something, but Janet jumped up, and I mean, it was like a tornado where she got up and she said, hey, listen, what don't you understand? She told you we had the picture taken. Uh-huh. And the guy got very, very stiff is the word that I would use. Stiff. Stiff and erect. He stood there. He flexed for a moment. And he said, again, what color bathing suit was he wearing?
Wow.
And Janet said,
man, he must have had a bad day.
Janet said, what the frick does it matter? And then the guy said, can I have a Coke?
Wow.
And we said,
he's
no.
He's just total hard sell Johnny.
And we said, no. Uh-huh. And then the people sitting next to us said, we've got a cooler. We'll give you a Coke. So he walked away.
It's just being a, you know, was it like all of a sudden, was it the movie Boiler Room meets the beach?
Celebrity he most resembles, really, Danny Noonan from
Michael O'Keefe.
From Caddyshack.
I bet that's training.
Probably. Yeah, the hard sell.
I mean, and I bet it
you
gets
really,
harder
really
harder.
Hard sell. If somebody tells you they've had it done before, but you're going to say that's BS.
You're laying on the beach. You don't want to be bothered by this creep. You know, and then he won't take no for an answer. And then when he asks for Coca-Cola because he says it loudly enough, we say, no thanks, we've only got enough for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, Johnny Dumbass next to me goes, hey, I've got some.
Yeah, because they just are being asses and they want to look good.
And then it worked because now he's got it in with that family.
Hold on, it didn't work, though. No. This is why it got great, because we watched him sit down and try to ingratiate himself with these people. He actually sat down in one of their beach chairs.
Sure. Yeah, I know the type of guy. He's Mr. Slicky Boy. Sure. You know, I'm the hard sell beach bum.
He took his Coca-Cola. He drank it rather slowly while the whole time, and we could hear everything, saying, like, oh, those are beautiful boys, beautiful boys. So he gets up and he says, well, I want to thank you for that refreshing drink. Now, how about some pictures of these great kids? And she said, no, thank you.
Ah, good.
It was a sweet moment.
Almost like she planned it that way.
It was a sweet, sweet, sweet moment.
And they're called Scopes. That's what they're called?
S-C-O-P-E-S.
Scopes. Oh. Now I know that.
Anyway, the guy was just a D-I-C-K.
That's what they do. They do the pure hard sell.
It's like, my God. You said they get, okay, what color bathing suit did he have? Oh, really? Really, here's my finger, here's my thumb. See my fist? You better run.
And you know immediately by your description of that, I know how they get paid. They don't get paid by the hour. They get paid by the picture.
Uh-huh. Right.
Absolutely. That's why it's hard sell.
Because at the end of the day, you can go down to the picture of 1,000 different kids.
Yeah, and they've got the whole Slicky Boy competition going, hey, how many did you sell today? How many did you sell today? Okay, you get the bonus. Okay, let's go to the Froggy Tankard or whatever the hell it is, you know, one of those places down there.
And you know the ones that the people don't buy? They just throw them away.
Right.
Just throw them away. So it's no big deal.
What color suit was he wearing, ma'am?
Also on the trip.
The big bargain is if you can go in, you buy ones that of other people's kids. They sell them like half price the next day.
They sell those to pedophiles.
And bargain seekers.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob's bought several.
To pervs.
He's got a mural in his house.
You know, they sell them to.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Thank you. Half price.
You want some of these photos?
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
These are only $2? Thank you.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
No, you will. Mommy.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
All right. Then there's something else on the vacation that I don't know all the story about yet. That was before my son broke his nose, but after he and his girlfriend had arrived and before the second air conditioner broke, my nephew Ben, who's getting married later this month, had his bachelor party in Atlantic City.
Cool.
And I don't really know exactly what went on there.
No better place for that.
All I know is that...
You didn't attend?
Well, I helped organize. My son is the best man, and I love Ben very much, my nephew. So I organized it and felt very calm because my other nephew, Dougie Donut, is a police officer.
Okay.
So I figured as long as they're going to AC in a car with a cop, they're okay.
Right.
I got a call from Bart en route to Atlantic City. And it was obvious. Now, he's in a car with mainly family members.
Right.
But they're in a limo on their way up to Atlantic City. And he said, hey, Dad, how much do you think a two-girl show costs?
Oh, God.
And I said,
oh, dear.
I do not even want to hear about it.
A little early for that, isn't it? Well, I guess they're planning for the so they're going to have the festivities at a hotel room.
Oh, no. This was already done. They were on their way up to Atlantic City.
Right.
In the car when I got the call. And I said, is Doug there with you? The company said, Dad, yeah, he's there. And I said, then why are you asking me this? Because, you know, I don't know what's going to go on in this hotel room. And he said, well, you know, I thought you might have known, like, what's a good price?
Because we're like the resident pervs.
Right.
No,
seriously.
They don't realize that it's been done for us over the years.
He's driving down the road with the nephews and cousins and everything. And they say, we might want to get two girls for this bachelor party.
Right.
How much does it cost? He says, well, I don't know. I'll just call my dad.
Was that me?
The ice cream man.
That might be me. Is that me?
I'd like a Heath bar.
Hey, you got a new phone.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
God. Was that me?
Yep.
God damn. You know what I've been getting a lot of lately?
What?
You know, you have...
Hang up calls?
You have...
That's me.
You have 7 downloads.
What is that?
Go to ant.com, redeem cool tones, picks, or games.
Text advertising.
Ah, and phones.
Jesus, every day. And now it's happened a lot more than ever.
Phones, my God. Look at that. Is this the hottest thing on
look
the planet?
Look what he's showing off. Look what he's showing off.
I got the iPhone, and John Norman, you know what? It works great. It works great, John.
That was the one complaint I kept hearing was everybody was having reception problems.
No, I love it. It's great. Love the iPhone.
Hold on a second.
Mike's phone.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
It's Rob.
All right. Stop it, Rob. Jesus Christ, Rob.
I'm going to turn my ringer
off. Turn your ringer off, Mike.
I might turn the whole phone off.
That's my next fabulous bit of Ocean City good luck, dumb luck, is buying an iPhone.
In Ocean City.
You love it, though. You're like, a, you know, and this is another one where you're not going to get credit.
Here's
you're not
going
to get credit. You should get that. You're raving about it already.
Did you buy it or did you win it on the boardwalk? Claw machine?
Here's the thing. There's all those stories on the news about people waiting in line. I look on eBay and they're like, $1,200. We're driving down this essy little road,
right?
And there is a tiny little shack that says singular. And Janet says, run in and see if they've got them. I said, they don't have running water in that place. She said, it's a singular place. Go in, singular's AT&T. Go in and said to the guy, I opened the door and it's like, first customer of the day, said, I know this is crazy. You don't have any iPhones, do you? He's like, I got 10 of them.
Wow. So it was there, bing, bang, boom, so, at regular retail.
Got it. It's fantastic.
You were playing with it before the show. It does look very cool.
I love it. It does a lot of great stuff. You can't play with it when you're driving.
No, you
you must be very careful when you are driving.
Yeah, like everything else, don't text message when you're driving.
Do not try to watch YouTube while you are driving.
Bad idea.
Don't do that.
Have somebody else drive for you, though. Then you can play with it the whole time.
Also want to wish my sister-in-law, Carol, happy birthday. We had a really nice 60th surprise birthday party for her.
Very good.
Big Frieda and everybody else in the family down there. Today was 2 days, 2 years ago today was the day that Frieda passed away. Right. So want to just take a moment to think about Frieda and say hi to family and everybody down in Ocean City listening today.
We're glad you're here, and we're all thinking of her today.
Love absolutely. You all very much. And I guess the last thing that I got was the best part of my trip was when we were in a restaurant with somebody who knows so many visitors, Mike.
So many people.
And I excused myself to go to the men's room. And do you remember that scene from House recently where there was the little boy? And House was trying to get him to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember. He stood up.
Speaking of going to the bathroom.
I remember that scene probably as well as any scene from that season.
Okay, well, I was standing at a urinal, and I'm going to... the spray, let me just say this. Uh-huh. It was a combination of absolute, just bone-shattering pain. Like someone was sticking a thing into my thing. Plus, blood... And instead of just coming out the spout the main way, it was shooting directly to the left and to the right.
Was there anybody near you?
No, it was one. It was like Bozo's hair.
Right, all directions, multidirectional,
and multicolored.
Mainly red.
God.
Mainly red. So you know, how many times has this happened to me? I leave the restaurant, I come back, and I go, well, I've got blood in my underpants.
Oh, God.
So we
and you
over...
say it loud enough for all the tables to hear, right?
Everybody.
So everybody can enjoy their meal.
It happened again!
It happened again! You know, really, if you want to have fun when that happens, you said, it happened again, blood in my underpants, only at this restaurant.
Always.
Enjoy your hummus. Or whatever. And I come back and we go to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, and why are they all like this? You know, they look at you, they go, kidney stone.
Oh, God,
now,
that's
the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw, you know, lefty and righty, as soon as I saw the spray going the wrong way, I knew I've had a kidney stone or two before.
Right.
I knew exactly what that was like.
See, you think that, and I always think that venereal disease is acting up again. We think different things, totally. when that happens, I go, oh, man, who was it now?
But that was a.
I've had another outbreak.
That was a nice end. I actually passed the.
Did you have to do the waiting game?
Yeah, it was. I believe maybe some type of a world speed record. Jenna can attest to this. When I got the when it went to the doctor, he said, "All you can do is just you know the best you can."
It's the worst thing in the world.
Just to ride it out and drink as much fluid as you can.
Johnny, you get those too, right?
Yes.
I mean, you get them horribly.
Yeah, so I had to have mine done surgically.
Well, he said that was the last resort, yeah. But if you really try, you can, you know, maybe push it out of your system. So in one day, I had 5 1-liter bottles of Evian and 3 gigantic 1-liter things of cranberry juice. Uh-huh. And just, here was the routine for the entire day on Sunday with no air conditioning.
This is this past Sunday?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Get up, go to the bathroom, literally almost crying, standing there going to the bathroom, crying, then coming. And here's the best part. You got to go number one and hold a little screen in front of your thing.
Yeah.
Because they want you to catch it when it comes out.
That's just like Jolly Roger.
So,
it's like Speed World.
I got the iPhone.
At one point, I realize, now, Mike, I'm going to have to be a little physical. You have to help me explain this.
All right. He's standing over. Don is now, standing over the other side of the studio. He's unzipped his pants.
No, hold on. All right, boy. While I'm going number one,
yes,
because the spray is going left
and right,
potentially could go on walls or on the floor,
yes.
What I'm having to do is squat like this.
So you're lowering yourself into the commode.
Right. Now, as I'm like this,
right,
starting to pee, I realize...
Good for your quads.
I realize I have forgotten my screen.
Oh, right. No.
So I scream, Janet!
Oh, no.
Janet, I need my screen! I gotta pee!
She's very fond of you.
So I am in this position.
In squatting down with your thing
with no
lower.
No pants on.
No pants. So you can get low enough so you're not spraying the sides.
Holding my penis like this, waiting for Janet to come. And when she finally got to the bathroom, I said, thank God you're here. Hold the screen in front.
She had to hold the screen?
She said, hold it yourself, Buster.
Yeah, good for her.
Hold it yourself.
And it eventually passed. Yeah. All good things pass.
29 hours later.
How big? It doesn't matter, does it? Because it can be the size of a...
Like, as not even big enough to see.
Yeah, yeah, it's just it's super teeny.
A grain of tiny, sugar. Tiny
But you
sliver.
Know, right? You know as soon as it comes out.
Yes, sir.
And that's got to be almost a euphoric feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Because, I mean, you're done at that point. Your problems are over.
And then I had a total release of my bowels at the same time.
Sure.
Involuntary, of course.
If only Damon could get a kidney stone. No, I didn't mean that. Didn't mean that at all.
That's exactly it.
Wow. What a terrible way to end the vacation, though.
A terrible vacation. What a good vacation.
A good vacation. Just sounds like you had a few incidents that happened there. A
lot of visitors.
A lot of people.
Too many people.
Too many.
I did go to 2 good movies. I saw that John Cusack movie, 1408. Liked that very much.
I got to go see it. It's on my list. Do you recommend that one?
Yeah, I love it. And I saw the Die Hard movie, which I didn't think sucked very much.
You didn't go see Ratatouille?
Did not. Did you go?
It's the only movie I saw.
That's right. You were with your kids.
With my wonderful progeny, yes.
I thought of you on the auto train. Here's what I thought of you. Was on, I guess it was the Saturday of our vacation.
Right.
We were just getting up to Ocean City, and I said to Janet, you know what? Right now, Mike is really nervous because he's got to go to his 30th high school reunion tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's got to load his entire family onto the auto train and go down to Disneyland or Disney World, whatever, Disney World.
Disney World. There was a reasonable amount of driving on this trip.
For an entire week.
But you don't drive, obviously, when you go on the AIL train. It's actually... You're able to, you know, that you're relieving yourself from driving for 16 hours,
right.
And then the anal train drops you off, you know, in Florida after you get on the anal train in Virginia, which is good. No, I think that it was an interesting experience, and right in the middle of all of it was the S train.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I got a funny story about Scopes.
What?
I was in the home improvement business for like 20 years. I was in thousands of houses, and it's impossible to walk by those Scopes without picking it up and looking at it because there's a 1 in 20 chance it's the girls on spring break.
Yeah, you're right. Most times it's a little kid, though.
Yeah, 99 out of the times I have 100, it's the people's grandchildren, and you feel like a total perv.
Gotcha.
You got to look at
it.
All
right, thank you, dude.
They are addictive, aren't they? You see one lying down, it's the automatic desire to pick it up and look at it.
Just want to see. Look at the pictures.
They didn't sell those on the auto train.
Don and Misha, the ass train?
The ass train.
The anus train?
It might have been the particular car that I was on and the location of the compartment that I was in. That might have been the reason.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
I just got a question real quick. What's the name of that diner at 6th and Boardwalk? They've got the world's greatest crab cake sandwich there.
That's Kidney Stones.
I believe it's called the Crab Cake Factory. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Looks like a little diner. Next time you go there, get one of the Ocean City Fresh.
Oh, you know what? When you go there, make sure you get a nice big glass of STFU. You're going to love it.
STFU.
It's tasty.
That diner is the Jolly Roger.
Hello.
Jolly Roger.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're both here. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you if after you were done, if you spun the screen in the toilet water, then everything comes out but the gold.
You know what? Oh, this guy's exactly right. That's what it's like. It's like
find your gold.
It's like the old 49ers and the old West, maybe.
Yeah. You can find the minerals. Get all the good minerals out of it. Get the sand and stuff away.
Yeah, so I'm squatting there. And I could,
was that the particular one where you succeeded?
No, that was like three or four times away from the money shot, Mike.
Oh, God. And is the maximum, I hate to keep asking this, but I God forbid I ever get these, and I've certainly
they
talked
suck.
To John
They're
about
awful.
His.
They're awful.
You is the maximum amount of pain right when it comes out?
I would believe so, although afterwards it hurt. You know, I think maybe after it hurt, worse for like an hour or two afterwards.
Really?
What about with you, John?
He had his surgically
removed.
Right.
Hi, John
Norman.
No, for me, the pain comes before the passing of the stone itself. No problem whatsoever. Just hits the little, screen. You know, the screen like he's talking about. I've had to do that and no pain whatsoever. It's when it works its way from your kidneys into your bladder that kills me.
Oh,
but John's were golf ball size.
Oh,
seriously. I had one the size of your thumbnail.
Oh,
that's why they had to break it up. With
oh,
the sound.
God. Yeah.
All right. You're such a woman. A real man passes them.
Oh, man. Pass them.
Pass them.
Pass them out of there.
And everybody kept asking me all weekend, have you passed it yet?
Yeah, of course.
Have you passed? I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, you sound good. Did you pass it yet? No.
When you have those, when you're just walking around in between trips to the toy.
There are times you feel okay.
You just, you're okay so you can function.
Yeah.
How about a reality show with you and Damon?
Yeah.
Who's been? Who's going?
Has it passed? Did you go?
Don't forget the bathroom.
Did you find your iPhone?
We got a break. We'll be right back and find out what Mike did on vacation.
This is the Don and Mike Show.